I'd hitchhike down to Lewiston, then out to our little house in Harlow if it wasn't too late. If it was, I'd snooze in one of the hospital lounges. It wouldn't be the first time I'd ridden my thumb home from school, or slept sitting up with my head leaning against a Coke machine, for that matter. "I'll make sure the key's under the red wheelbarrow," she said. "You know where I mean, don't you?" "Sure." My mother kept an old red wheelbarrow by the door to the back shed. In the summer, it foamed with flowers. Thinking of it, for some reason, brought Mrs. McCurdy's news home to me as a true fact. My mother was in the hospital. The little house in Harlow where I'd grown up was going to be dark tonight. There was no one there to turn on the lights after the sun went down. Mrs. McCurdy could say she was young, but when you're just 21 yourself, 48 seems ancient. "Be careful, Alan. Don't speed." My speed, of course, would be up to whoever I hooked a ride with, and I personally hoped that whoever it was would go like hell. As far as I was concerned, I couldn't get to Central Maine Medical Center fast enough. Still, there was no sense worrying Mrs. McCurdy. "I won't. Thanks." "Welcome," she said. "Your ma's going to be just fine. And won't she be some happy to see you?" I hung up, then scribbled a note saying what had happened and where I was going. I asked Hector Passmore, the more responsible of my roommates, to call my advisor and ask him to tell my instructors what was up so I wouldn't get whacked for cutting. Two or three of my teachers were real bears about that. Then I stuffed a change of clothes into my backpack, added my dog-eared copy of Introduction to Philosophy, and headed out. I dropped the course the following week, although I'd been doing quite well in it. The way I looked at the world changed that night, changed quite a lot, and nothing in my philosophy textbook seemed to fit the changes. I came to understand that there are things underneath, you see. Underneath, and no book can explain what they are. I think that sometimes it's best to just forget those things are there. If you can, that is.